University Broadcast Studio.
It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. And I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
America, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, a three-hour conservative extravaganza for all of you gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables out there. Hope you had a good weekend, and hope things are going good for you wherever you might be across the fruited plain. And we got a lot going on today. A lot of great guests. Our good friend Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be here in just a little while. Also, Liz Harrington from the RNC is going to drop by. President Trump announcing yet another rally, another Make America. Are they calling them Keep America Great or Make America Great? We're doing something great with America. We have a second rally, the first in Tulsa this coming Saturday. And we have a second one coming up in Alabama. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. And we're going to be taking your calls as well on the big stories of the weekend. And I have to tell you, it was a really, really insane news weekend with the stories developing out of Atlanta, Georgia, and of course, the nation of Chaz in what was once Free Seattle. And we also have some breaking news from the Supreme Court. We're going to get into that as well. The Supreme Court, in a devastating, and I mean devastating, blow to Christians in America, ruled in favor of transgender Americans. So there was a big lawsuit, a Christian funeral home. Some guy decided that he was a woman and was going to start dressing up as a woman at the funeral home. Well, nobody wants to see that because, I mean, you know, it's a funeral. You're going to see your loved one and you don't want to, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, the Supreme Court ruled against the funeral home. And this is going to have far-reaching implications for transgenders in America. Especially all of you young ladies who are on a girls' basketball team. You may as well kiss that goodbye. So anyway, a big shocker here, not really. Chief Justice John Roberts and Neil Gorsuch sided with the liberals on the Supreme Court just a little while ago, announcing that ruling. We're going to get into that. We have some in-depth analysis coming your way. I have the dissenting opinion and the majority opinion, over 172 pages. And we're going to get into that because this is a big deal. And folks, I'm telling you, this could impact you if your church has a school, if your church has a daycare center. You will be impacted by this court ruling coming out earlier today from the Supreme Court. We have a link to the ruling on toddstarnes.com, and we'll also post that in our live show blog. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I was hemming and hawing all throughout the weekend over what I wanted to talk about, what I wanted to start the show with today. And I've been wanting to talk about an issue, and I haven't felt quite comfortable talking about this issue just yet. But I think I'm ready. So over the weekend, there was a tragedy. There was a shooting in Atlanta, Georgia, at a Wendy's restaurant. And I want to set the story up for you, and so you can understand what happened, because there's been a lot of banter in the mainstream media, a lot of back and forth in the mainstream media, and you folks deserve to know the facts of what happened. So there was a long line at the drive-thru at the Wendy's, and suddenly somebody realized, wait a second, there's a guy in a car passed out in the front seat. This man's name, Rayshard Brooks. So someone, or maybe multiple people, called 911, as you would do. And sure enough, a police officer came. And when he realized that he had asked the driver of the car, Mr. Brooks, if he had been drinking. And Mr. Brooks acknowledged that he had been drinking. And at that moment, they called another officer to the scene. So that officer shows up. Body cam turned on. You can see, as a matter of fact, we have the entire body cam video at toddstarnes.com. It's there for you to look at for yourself. The police officers, both white men, the suspect in the car, a black man. And I'm telling you, race should have nothing to do with this, but race has everything to do with this. And you will understand why I am hesitant to say what I'm about to say. So there was a conversation. So they get the guy out of the drive-thru so people can get their, you know, their Wendy's single if they still have beef at that particular restaurant or the nuggets or whatnot, the Frosty, late night. And they pull the guy into a parking lot. And they're having this conversation, and the police officers are very respectful. They are incredibly patient, and it was very clear watching the back and forth that this guy was about 8 sheets to the wind. He was snockered, as they say. And so anyway, at some point, and this was about a half an hour now, of going back and forth, and they asked the guy, okay, would you take a breathalyzer test? And finally, I mean, the guy didn't even know where he was. They kept asking the guy, where are you? And he would tell them that he was at this location, and they said, you know, buddy, you're not anywhere close to that location. And it's all very cordial. You know, the Mr. Brooks was very cordial. He told the officers he understood they were just doing their jobs, and these are by-the-book guys here, just a textbook case. So the guy finally agrees to do a breathalyzer, and he puffs into the thing, and you know, they make him do the stand on one leg and count and all that 9 yards, and they find out that the guy's over the legal limit. And at that point, they place Mr. Brooks under arrest. Now, up until that point, everything, there were no concerns. Everybody was well behaved. Everybody was doing as they should do. And the next thing you know, this guy turns around and starts beating the living daylights out of the two police officers. And you can see the video. So there's this, they're both on the ground. What the other police officer jumps in, and everybody's tumbling around on the pavement. In the meantime, everybody's still going through the drive-thru, getting their Frosties and their French fries. And then suddenly, Mr. Brooks steals the officer's taser and jumps up and takes off. And I need to preface what happened next. What happened next happened in the span of 2 seconds. Call screener Avery. Turn your microphone on. I know it's kind of early, but let me ask you a question. If you had to make a split second decision in just 2 seconds, what do you think you would do? How quick do you think you could react to something like that?
I don't know. It would just happen.
Too late. Too late, Avery. Oh. It's already 2 seconds. You're done. That's it. You're gone.
Right.
Turn your microphone back off. Thanks for playing, though.
Sorry.
Do you see how quickly? It seriously, 2 seconds. So what happens? The guy takes off running into the parking lot, turns around, and fires that taser at the police officer. And in response, that police officer, in a span of about 2 seconds, fires his gun, puts the bad guy on the ground. And now all hell's breaking loose in Atlanta, Georgia. So, here's where we are right now. The Wendy's restaurant was burned to the ground as a form of, I don't know, street justice. And apparently the suspect is one of these white female anarchist chicks. You know, the kind that wear the Mexican man shoes and don't bathe their body parts. Allegedly. So there's this great unrest, great chaos. Apparently there was some looting in the Atlanta area last night. People are up in arms. The mayor comes out, and Keisha Lance Bottoms is her name, and she is being considered as a possible running mate for the vice president. She is African-American. She is black. And the district attorney, who is facing some legal problems of his own, is a black man as well. And this is all important because I want to explain something to you. I do not believe in identity politics. But for just a few minutes, we're going to play the identity politics game that the left plays every single time we have one of these shootings. Because if you watch CNN, if you believe the mainstream media, they would have you believe that these two police officers just randomly showed up, They were at the Wendy's. They saw the black guy, pulled him out of the line at the drive-thru, and beat him up and shot the guy. That's the narrative that's coming out of the mainstream media right now. They would have you believe that these white police officers were just looking to shoot and kill a black man in Atlanta, Georgia. Which, of course, is not true because we have the surveillance video. We have the body cams. So the mayor comes right out of the gate. Now, keep in mind, it takes a couple of days to investigate all of this, right? I mean, it's a crime scene. And as you can tell from the video, it's not like the guy was excited. Oh, woohoo, woohoo, we got a bad guy. No, that's not what happened at all. As a matter of fact, the police officer asked at least two times, how is Mr. Brooks? And they would not tell him. They probably already knew, but they didn't want to, you know. I mean, the police officer has to live with this for the rest of his life. Without even having an investigation, the mayor of Atlanta ordered that the police officer be fired. Now, many of you have probably seen this video, and I want to ask you, did you see anything in that video that would have justified this police officer being fired? The other officer on administrative leave. The white female police chief tendered her resignation, and you know that she was forced to do that. So, they're saying that race is involved here. And I think they may be onto something. The black mayor of Atlanta targeted the white police chief, a woman, and two white male police officers. The district attorney, a black man, is now considering filing murder charges against the white police officer. Now, again, I don't play identity politics. If you've listened to this radio program for any amount of time, you know that I abhor identity politics. But this is what the mainstream media has been doing. They've been trying to convince us that police officers are just randomly going out there and shooting and killing black men in the streets. And it's not true. It is a lie, ladies and gentlemen, a flat out lie. So if we're going to go down that rabbit hole, here's my question. Did the mayor make her decision based on the skin color of the police chief and the police officers? Somebody ought to be answering that question. Because I'm telling you, it doesn't look good right now for this police officer. You know what his crime was, ladies and gentlemen? This police officer, you know why he's in trouble? Because he went out there and he did his job by the book. You know what needs to happen? Every single police officer in Atlanta, Georgia ought to stand down. Every single one of them. As a matter of fact, maybe, just maybe, there ought to be 1 week where every law enforcement officer in the entire nation just stands down. You know what? Let the mayors, let the city council members, let the district attorneys, let the Black Lives Matter crowd, you know what? Let them patrol the streets. Let them take a bite out of crime. So I want to say something on this radio program. And I'm still not finished. I've got a lot to say about this. And I'm really fired up about it because people are being judged by the color of their skin, specifically white people. And that's wrong. It's wrong if you do it to Asians. It's wrong if you do it to Latinos. It's wrong if you do it to blacks. It's just wrong. But in some sort of a warped place in history, you and I, people who never owned slaves, our grandparents, our great-grandparents never owned slaves. Yet we are being called upon to atone for the sins of our forefathers. Could someone please explain to me where that is at in the United States Constitution? Could somebody please explain to me where that is in the good book, the Holy Bible? So we're going to open up the phone lines here. Do you think the mayor did the right thing? Do you think she should have given this police officer the heave-ho? 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's get to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Idaho Falls, Idaho. Christy is listening to us on our live stream. Hi, Christy. What's on your mind today?
I'm just so angry about this. I think that mayor needs to be fired. Those police officers need to be reinstated. That whole thing is ridiculous. The officers were in the right.
Christy, have you had a chance to watch the video, the body cam video?
I watched it from beginning to end when he was in the drive-thru and the officer was trying to wake him up while he was sitting in the drive-thru. So I watched the entire thing, and those officers were very professional, very polite, and if they were to move here and be on our force, I would be proud to have them. They did a very good job.
You know, Christy, I just hate it for this officer who has, by the way, this is his expertise. He's been awarded by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I mean, this is what he does. He's an expert in this. And now this poor guy is just, I mean, he could end up going to prison for a very long time.
He did absolutely nothing wrong. Nothing. I also saw a video of the young lady that started the fire at the Wendy's. And, you know, the video that I saw of that was shot by a black man. And he kept saying, this isn't us that's starting the fire. This isn't us that's starting the fire. But you know what? They didn't try to stop her. They didn't call to report that somebody's trying to start the Wendy's on fire. So.
And they would not allow. You know, this is an interesting point you bring up, Christy, because they would not allow the fire trucks to move through the crowds of protesters. And there was video, which I saw, and we have some photographs of this up on the website. Christy, they were throwing things at the fire truck. They were literally attacking the fire truck in Atlanta. This was not a peaceful crowd. This was an angry mob.
You know, I don't know where we draw the line. I mean, how angry do we let them be? You know, I mean, it's one thing to peacefully protest, but when you become an angry mob or when you riot, that's totally, it's not right. And they need to be stopped. We're not a lawless society.
Well, I think we may be heading in that direction, Christy. And that's what concerns me. Christy, thank you for the phone call. And to that point, When you look at the numbers of people who are going out there and saying and defending the burning down of the Wendy's, you know, again, this was a black-owned Wendy's restaurant. Who knows how many people lost their jobs? I would say, about 30 people probably lost their jobs because of these punks and thugs. And not a single person is out there defending the Wendy's business owner. And you know why? Because in their heart of hearts, and do not be surprised if this happens, ladies and gentlemen, do not be surprised if they start going after the Wendy's owner for calling 911. I'm telling you, this is, in their minds, Black Lives Matter would rather have this guy been out on the streets running over people because he was drunk. All right, got to take a break. Governor Mike Huckabee coming up next. Israel back in November, a lot of people there in Israel, I think the entire country knows Governor Mike Huckabee, and they just love Governor Huckabee, and the governor is known for his tours of the Holy Land, so much so that whenever he does a tour, you know, they have the buses with the name, you know, the Huckabus, that's not really what they call it, but, you know, for me, you know, we're kind of incognito, like on a, you know, yellow school bus or something, but not the governor. He goes big time with the tours. And Governor Mike Huckabee, who is on the Liberty University Newsmaker line, Governor, we've heard some rumors, and I was hoping you might be able to confirm or deny this. Again, my sourcing is a little suspect, but we understand you're going to be doing bus tours of the nation of Chaz. Is this accurate?
Yeah, I thought it would be great. It won't take long. We'll simply drive through. when then we'll be escorted off the bus and summarily tied up to some street lamps and then beaten to a pulp. Then we'll be able to go out and do a news conference and talk about what a peaceful protest during the summer of love we've had.
I heard there was a bit of blowback from your team about the vegan meat alternatives. So that's
well, that's what really caused me to decide not to unite with them when they begged for food, which I find interesting. If they're so independent and autonomous, why do they need somebody to supply their food, their electricity, their water, their gas? But it turns out they're not so autonomous. But if they are requesting that they be sent meat substitutes, soy burgers and vegan alternatives, I'm pretty sure it's not the movement for me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Governor Mike Huckabee, ladies and gentlemen. Governor, how's it been going? You've been doing well?
I have. You know, I mean, I sit every night and try to figure out what has happened to the country I grew up in. And it's not just what's happening in Seattle. I watched the Supreme Court decision today, and I'm stunned. And I don't think these guys have a clue what they're unleashing to people of faith. And, you know, we're in a really battle in this nation for the soul of America. It's not about discrimination and not about a lot of things that people say it is. It's about liberty, freedom. It's about individualism. It's about religious liberty and whether or not we're going to be true to the Constitution. And I fear we're not. And it really is disturbing.
Yeah, we're going to get into the Supreme Court ruling a little bit later in the show. But again, you know, the shock there, you have Chief Justice Roberts, you have Neil Gorsuch siding against Christian business owners. I mean, you know, at the heart of this lawsuit was this Christian funeral home. There was a worker who decided that he wanted to become a transgender and wanted to dress accordingly. And the funeral home said, no, we're not going to let you do that because it would cause too much disruption to grieving families. And of course, the Supreme Court siding against the funeral home in that decision. Governor, I mean, where does all of this go? I know for Christians, it's so frustrating because they thought, you know, the conservative majority on the court, all was going to be good. And clearly that's not the case.
I'm not as surprised by Roberts. He tends to be more liberal because I think he wants to be loved in the Georgetown social scene and get invited to the nice cocktail parties. But Gorsuch's decision is shocking and disappointing on a lot of fronts, namely, is that he redefined a 1964 word that hasn't been redefined by Congress. And I keep wondering, did these guys who get law degrees and end up on the Supreme Court understand they're not legislators? They want to be legislators. They ought to resign, get rid of their robes, and go run for Congress. Their job is to look at the law as it is written, and simply apply it. It is not to make up what they wish it were or even what they feel the country wishes it were. That's the job of an elected legislative body. So when I hear people say the court has created or the court has now made law, I'm thinking, no, they can't do that. We have allowed them to, and that's our fault for believing that the court can just make a law.
You know, Governor, over the past couple of weeks, it's been mass chaos on American streets. Tens of thousands of people out there not wearing masks, violating social distancing rules, and everybody was okay with that. But when President Trump announced that he was going to be holding a rally this coming weekend in Tulsa, Oklahoma, now all of a sudden the headlines, and I know you're not surprised by this, but the headlines reading something like, you know, Trump putting lives in danger, coronavirus about to explode because of Trump rally.
Well, the simple solution is for the president simply declare this is not a campaign rally. This is a riot. And they plan to have a peaceful riot. And when they have a peaceful riot, they can all gather and they plan to loot, except they're not going to steal anything. They're all going to bring a small gift that will be given to poor people. And instead of looting where they take things, they will loot to give things. I think that would be a great thing for the president to announce, that the price of admission is a small gift, a food item, a can of food, something very simple and very inexpensive, and to say we're doing looting in reverse.
I think that's a brilliant idea, actually. And that, what, about a million people have already signed up? You know, I mean, this is going to be massive.
Absolutely. It'll be I mean, it's amazing how many people want to go, and yet the press tell us every day that nobody likes the president.
It's a good point. Just don't bring the vegan stuff, you know? Nobody wants to eat
I certainly don't. Absolutely not.
Hey, real quick before we have to let you go here, there's a big story. This is happening in Nashville and New York City. It's very odd, but you have Governor Cuomo in New York City threatening to basically shut everything down again because people are going out to the bars and the nightclubs. And then Nashville's Democrat mayor is slapping all of these bars down on Lower Broadway, including Kid Rock's Honky Tonk, with these exorbitant fines because they're not social distancing. These are, again, Governor, it's the sheer hypocrisy of it all.
Well, it's interesting. The Democrats in office, whether they're governors or mayors, tend to want everything to be closed down indefinitely. And they have the attitude that people aren't smart enough to make decisions for themselves. And some people, quite frankly, probably aren't. But at some point, we have to decide, do we want a government that tells us that we have to lift our hands to go outside, play in our own yards, live our lives, or do we take certain risk? And you know, there's certain risk I'm not taking right now during the coronavirus thing. But other people have every right to make some decisions that maybe I wouldn't make. I don't skydive for the same reason. There's just some things I don't do because I don't have to.
Yep, I'm with you on the skydiving. So, all right, Governor, we're going to have to leave it there. What's coming up Saturday on the Huckabee Show?
Well, it's going to be a great Father's Day show. Craig Morgan lost a son in a very tragic accident, and he devoted the song to his son. It's very powerful, and he's going to be our musical guest. And we've got Nick Adams. I don't know if you know the Australian-turned-American who loves this country more than most native or more than most Americans born here. And we're working on some other guests. It's going to be a great show. I think people will enjoy it, including one of our guests from Washington State, who will talk about what's happening in Seattle and how the sane people out there are surviving it.
Good stuff. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Governor Mike Huckabee. You can catch him Saturdays on TBN. Governor, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, good guy right there. So look, here's what we're going to do. Got to take a quick break, pay some bills. When we come back, we are going right to the phone lines. What do you think the law enforcement response ought to be to these attacks on police officers? Should we have some sort of a national blue flu where police departments across the country just call in sick for about a week or so and let the mayors, let the district attorneys, let the NAACP, let those folks patrol the streets? What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. It's a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. As promised, let's get to the phone lines, 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Little Rock, Arkansas. Steve hanging out with us today on KARN. Hey, Steve, what's going on today?
How's it going, Todd? You all right?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Fantastic, fantastic. First of all, I was just calling to disagree as far as what you said about the media, more or less saying that they're basically focusing on the cops being sought after by black individuals or whatever in that sense. But, you know, I don't get that when I watch the news. So I don't know where it's coming from. But at the same time, to revert back to the situation that just happened here in the Wendy's incident. Now, the cop, I mean, you know, He took his taser, apparently, but I don't see the reason for him to actually shoot the guy in the back. I mean, there was no immediate threat. The guy was running, so I can't justify shooting someone in the back. It's like having a gold watch on.
I mean, when you go back and look at the video, the police officer wasn't shooting the guy as he was running. The police officer shot as the guy turned around and aimed that weapon at the officer. And again, we're talking about a 2 second, we're talking about 2 seconds. I mean, this is a split second decision here the officer had to make. And the reality is, I mean, there's, again, they're trying to make this out to be Minneapolis. And Steve, I just don't see it. I do not believe this is another Minneapolis.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, Todd. I mean, this, you know, and cops do a lot of great things in our community, but things like this, you know, it just leaves a bad stain on law enforcement. I mean, you know, regardless of
how so? Why does it leave a bad stain? Why does it leave a bad stain, Steve?
Because you're supposed to protect, you know, but he shot this guy. And I hate to say it, you know, I like I said, I love law enforcement. I mean, I think we need them, but at the same time, I mean, you know, and the guy's conscience probably kicked in. You know, he probably thought that, well, if I let him detain me, I might end up like George Floyd. Now, I'm just thinking. But, you know, there's a possibility that this guy could have ended up, he probably could have been another George Floyd. You know,
there was no indication of that. Did you watch the video? Did you see how, I mean, they were very respectful. They called him Mr. Brooks. I mean, they were doing everything by the book.
And they did everything by the book with Mr. George Floyd, too. I'm not trying to overshadow the point, but this.
No, I don't think they did, Steve. No, sir. I don't believe they did, which is why I believe the guy. That's probably why they charged the police officer with murder. So I don't think he was doing it by the book. Keep in mind that procedure, knee on neck, you have to be certified to do that. And there's no indication that police officer was certified to do that. But again, even if he was, 8 minutes, come on. Something else is going on there we don't know about yet in Minneapolis. But back to Atlanta, let me ask you this, though, Steve. So let's just say, okay, the guy runs away. Do you not give chase? Do you just let the guy escape? What happens if the guy goes into a store, takes people hostage? What happens if the guy goes back into his car, gets in that car, and drives off and kills somebody in a traffic accident?
Oh, we'll never know that because he's dead now.
But he would not have been had he followed. I mean, this is a guy, he was being taken into custody, and he made the decision to fight and beat up the police officers. That's on him. That's on Mr. Brooks. He made that decision.
So death was his choice, is what you're telling me.
No, he made the decision.
Okay, but he took a taser. He didn't take a gun. He took his taser. And the guy,
which is a deadly weapon.
Back three times.
So what do you think ought to happen with the police officer here, Steve?
I think he ought to go to jail. That's what I think ought to happen. He needs to go to jail.
What's the charge?
Who support the charge? And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Todd. I didn't hear you.
Well, that's okay. What do you think the charge ought to be? Doing his job?
Manslaughter.
So let me ask you this.
To shoot someone in the back, that's not doing your job.
So what should be the proper response here? So, Steve, let me ask you a question. I want to address the first point you raised, which is an interesting observation. You know, over the weekend, a Florida wildlife conservation officer was shot dead. 30-year-old man shot dead on the job. Three people are arrested. And do you know how much media coverage that story got, Steve? Where are the people marching in the streets for that black police officer, the conservation officer? Where's the NAACP standing up and speaking out for that guy? Yeah, I do believe there's a war on cops. I sure do. Steve, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for the call. We've got some time here. Let's go to Clark in Little Rock, Arkansas, K-A-R-N. Clark, I know you want to weigh in on what happened in Atlanta.
Yeah, law enforcement in general. I'm a former police officer, and one thing that you don't hardly ever hear, you almost touched on a little bit in your conversation there at the end, was compliance. When a police officer shows up, he asks for compliance. And a large majority of the time when somebody ends up getting hurt, ends up getting shot, unfortunately, it's the victim's choice because they did not comply with what the police officer asked them to do. So if you comply with what the officer asked you to do, you may go to jail, but you're going to go home. You're not going to end up injured or dead. And that's a big topic that you never see covered in any media or any of these conversations, is comply with what the law enforcement officer wants you to do.
Here's what stuns me. Yeah, go ahead, Clark. Go ahead.
Yeah, but my second point I want to make, I'm a big fan of Live PD, cops, those shows, being former law enforcement. I like to watch it and actually critique what I see going on. But if those have been taken off the air just because they don't match the narrative that is out there right now. Just like Duck Dynasty got taken off the air because it didn't match the narrative. If you watch Live PD or cops, You see how they really get treated out on the street, how they get talked to, how they get disrespected. But that's not what the nation wants to see right now. That's not what the media wants to portray. Well, they want to portray the cops as the bad guys.
Here's what concerns me, Clark. Here's what concerns me, and I want you to weigh in as a former law enforcement officer here. What concerns me is you're going to have officers out in the field second-guessing themselves, and that's going to end up getting officers killed because they're afraid of either doing their job the way they've been trained to do their jobs and risk getting thrown in jail or, you know, risk the, you know, the political lynch mob here or coming back home alive. That's what concerns me.
Yeah, not only will it affect that officer making that decision, but it's also going to affect the general public when that officer doesn't make that decision. What else was that bad guy going to do that cop could have stopped him from doing?
It's a fair question. And again, people were outraged that the police let the Wendy's burn down because they didn't clear the streets of the fire truck. Well, are you kidding me? What if they did clear the streets? They would have been accused of inciting violence with a peaceful mob or protest or whatever. It's just darned if you do, darned if you don't. And Clark, I'm very interested to see what's going to happen. How many people are either going to put in their papers or might find another line of work?
Absolutely, but again, it needs to be shared with the general public and with your kids when they're growing up. If you get stopped by a police officer, do what he asks you to do. If there's a problem during the stop, if he treats you bad, if he treats you wrong, deal with that later. But do what he asks you to do, and 99.9% of the time, you're not going to get mistreated, you're not going to get hurt, and you're definitely not going to get killed if you do what the police officer asks you to do.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm with you on this. And again, I watched the entire video, the body cam video. I didn't see a single thing this officer did wrong. I just thought this was a by the book case. And it turned out tragically, not because of the officer, but because the suspect made some very bad life decisions. Clark, thank you for the telephone call. Folks, we had Steve from KARN. Little Rock said, you know what? The cop needs to be charged. He didn't say I'm off my rocker, but he believes I'm off my rocker and says the officer needs to be charged with manslaughter. What say you? Agree, disagree? We have space on our radio program for all voices. Every single one of them. Give us a call, 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, that's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.